Hey crew, hike it into Hooters for all the games this season, where our wings always win. World famous since 1983, with over 14 sauces and rubs to choose. Or try one of our football specials, like 10 buffalo shrimp or 3 tenders, both served with fries for a special price. Wash it down with a Big Daddy mug of Budweiser, Bud Light, or Mick Ultra. During the games, every Tampa Bay area location will be giving away signed Bucks footballs. Hooters, official partner of the Buccaneers. Visit originalhooters.com for more details.
This is the Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast. Again, I apologize. I always get sick around the holidays. I think I skipped over last year. This year, I wasn't so fortunate. Bear with me on my voice, my coughing, my sneezing, my runny nose. At least you're not in my personal space. I wish you a Merry Christmas. Let's talk some fantasy football. It is 12 noon Eastern Time on December 23rd when we are recording this particular fantasy football podcast. I thank Hooters for their presenting sponsorship. Heads and Tails, visit theheadsandtails.com for last-minute Christmas gifts for fans of the Bucks, Lightning, Rays, Noles, Gators, or USF Bulls. And for at any point down the road, if you are in need of legal assistance, remember my wonderful friends and supporters at Brandon Legal Group, your full-service law firm. They service the greater Tampa Bay area, and they'd love to show you what full service means. They can offer you a free consult at 813-902-3576 or at brandonlegalgroup.com. Let me also mention theheadsandtails.com. Theheadsandtails.com is the online destination for the inventory of Heads and Tails' wonderful retail store on West Kennedy Boulevard. My email for fantasy questions, recap, the player who let you down the most, the player who was the biggest surprise this season to help you out, all of that, ways to cure my lingering cold, write.todd@yahoo.com. I have champions to name from the two leagues that I commission in the 12-team league. We have a repeat champion. Doesn't matter how we theme the league. Doesn't matter what name he plays under within the theme. He is a very valued Todd Wright Tour captain at golf tournaments. And he is the first to go back-to-back in this particular league. He is also the first in any league I have ever commissioned to win 3 titles, and that is Morgan. In what became a way too interesting for him final, as our number one seed, Rob Cabala, played well all year, made a huge first half push thanks to George Kittle. Talked about this on a podcast last week when I was breaking down the matchups, and I questioned him having Debo Samuel in his starting lineup leading up to that Washington game against Philadelphia. He got Debo out of his lineup, picked up Kittle on waivers. It almost made up the difference to win him a fantasy championship. Kittle then gets hurt, combined with Morgan having Juwan Jennings, who's been as consistent a red zone target, a red zone option in the passing game as any wide receiver the second half of the fantasy season. And he got that early in the second half to put the game away. Morgan's draft was highlighted, in my opinion, by his selection of Jaxon Smith-Njigba in the 4th round. There were a number of owners in this league that passed on him 4 times. I've spoken at length on this podcast about how I talked up JSN throughout early podcast and then just never chose him. I felt every time that I could have picked him, it was just, nah, too early. And then suddenly, it's gone. That's my loss. It was Morgan's gain, and a game for many of you that did select JSN this year. Morgan also selected Patrick Mahomes in the sixth round, which proved to be a very productive fantasy quarterback. And Morgan's stability at the quarterback position and not making unnecessary cuts or overdoing it, something I do often, using the roster on waivers. You're saying, well, Morgan didn't have Mahomes due to the ACL injury for the title game last week. He used his 11th round draft pick, who was still on his roster, probably only used once or twice, like the Mahomes bye week, of course, during the season, and that was Dakota Prescott, who put up a nice number. Not a great number, but it basically pushed Jalen Hurts, who Rob used a high draft pick on in our draft. So that was essentially a push. He got a push out of a backup quarterback that he maintained on his roster after selecting him in the 11th round, 11 out of 13 rounds. Was patient on Omarion Hampton. It obviously didn't work out for most of the year, but used him late in the season. Both of these guys had a very productive running back on their bench they did not use in the game. This is what I love about this, because neither can use it kind of as an excuse. Morgan won with Jalen Warren on his bench. Rob lost with Ashton Jeanty on his bench, who went off against the Texans defense, which we didn't see coming. I would imagine many of you who used that draft capital on Ashton Jeanty and may have made the playoffs despite him sitting on your bench, you probably didn't use him last week unless you had no other choice against the Texans defense. It hurt Rob also. He had been strong at running back all year. In no particular order, he drafted Jeanty, Judkins, when Judkins wasn't even signed. That was a late round pick. But Taylor and Etienne. Taylor and Etienne being his primary two. Taylor, of course, we all know, as the Colts got out to what, 8-1, was phenomenal. Since the Daniel Jones injury, Taylor has not produced. I mean, I even looked up in my scoring settings last night before the Monday night game started. Taylor's previous maybe five games didn't produce what Taylor produced in one big game, either just before or after their bye. And it was pretty obvious that he wasn't the focus of the offense, which is odd. When you have Phillip Rivers, how do you not make Taylor more the focus of the offense? That's the way it looked watching that Niners-Colts game, as the Colts have led a great season and pushed all in, trading draft picks for Sauce Gardner and just let it all get away. So congrats to Morgan on his consecutive fantasy titles. Well played by Rob in the Battle of the Network Stars. In my Foundation League, where we award the Jimmy McGinty Trophy, we now have 9 different fantasy championships, champions in 11 years. The only active member, only one active member of the league has not won the fantasy title. We were at 2, now we're at 1. Longtime WTSP Channel 10 anchor, huge supporter of my golf tour, member of Innisbrook Golf Operations, all around super guy, Dave Wirth, gets his first fantasy championship in any of my leagues. 10-win regular season. And takes out the number one seed, who just had a bad week. His worst week since week 3. The number one seed, Sean, who won back-to-back fantasy titles when we started this league 11 years ago. Both at my expense in the title game. Dave put up a huge number. Of note, for those of you who think those Yahoo draft rankings actually matter, I've always said they don't. Dave was graded as a D-plus for his draft. Dave didn't make a lot of moves on waivers. Most of the players he played, other than his kicker, okay? Other than his kicker, and Dave put up a huge number in the fantasy championship to win his title. Other than his kicker, every player was a player he drafted. So why did Yahoo say it was a D-plus draft? Those draft ratings, that was my first sign AI stinks. Yahoo draft ratings. Because I have overcome their bullshit ratings to win titles in the past, just like Dave Wirth just did. Dave drafted Jaden Daniels early, third round, but drafted Drake May, ninth round. And May turned out to be his QB1. His receivers were good in spots, not so good in other spots. McConkey, Sutton, Abuka, excuse me, being the main three. Running back, he did take the chance on Christian McCaffrey, I believe with the fifth pick. Excuse me. Stuck with Chase Brown. And that paid off for all of you who stuck with Chase Brown this year. So Dave is a champ in one of my leagues. Morgan is a champ again in one of my leagues. Before my voice gives out, I want to at least look ahead to this week. For those of you still playing who choose to play Week 17 fantasy football to determine your championship, something I stopped doing years ago because games lack integrity. Players you've counted on all year may not be in a situation that is as meaningful, that impacts their production. Cowboys Commanders is a game that has no meaning on Christmas Day. The Commanders are likely down to their third quarterback. So what will that mean for any of their players? Lions-Vikings is the second game on Christmas Day. The Vikings may also have to go with a quarterback they don't want to start. And the Lions are inches away from being eliminated from playoff contention. Broncos Chiefs is the nightcap. The Chiefs are in the same position as Washington, starting a quarterback they don't want to start. That impacts all of you who have any members of the Chiefs and need something out of them to win a fantasy championship. The Broncos are playing for the number one seed, so they should not be affected. Saturday, Texans Chargers. That game does have integrity. Saturday, Ravens-Packers. That game does have integrity. We get to Sunday. Bucks playing for their lives against the Dolphins team that is out. And a Dolphins team now quarterbacked by Quinn Ewers. Patriots at Jets. Jets obviously quarterbacked by someone that doesn't matter, against a Patriot team still fighting for the division and the top seed. Steelers-Browns does have integrity. You know, Mike Tomlin will play the game with integrity. The Browns have played hard, despite being very bad. Jaguars-Colts. Colts are pretty much done. Jaguars still fighting for division title and seeding. Saints-Titans, bad game, but look what both did last week. And I picked both to win. Young teams with young rookie quarterbacks. Saints with a coach who's going to be there. Titans, we don't know. So that game does have odd integrity. Seahawks at Panthers. Seahawks and Panthers both with a ton to play for. Of note, if Panthers win this game and Bucks lay an egg at the Dolphins, and I can't You know, the Dolphins are a team that generally beats teams they're supposed to beat. Right now, the Bucs are playing like a team the Dolphins are supposed to beat, even with Quinn Ewers. If Panthers win and Bucs lose, Bucs are out. And the final week game between Panthers and Bucs in Tampa Bay will mean nothing. Panthers will win the division, Bucs will be eliminated, and likely Todd Bowles and the staff all gone. Seahawks still fighting, despite the Thursday night win. There's just so much at stake with what's going on in the NFC and the NFC West with Seahawks, Rams, and Niners. Cardinals-Bengals has no integrity, but Jacoby Brissett just keeps producing. And Joe Burrow is probably going to do the same thing. Giants-Raiders looks awful. That said, if you're in a Week 17 championship situation and you did or didn't play Genty last week, why wouldn't you play him this week against the Giants? Eagles-Bills, absolutely meaningful game, late afternoon on Sunday, involving a lot of key fantasy players. And Devontae Smith just had a bit of a bounce back against Washington last week. The Bears are something. I mean, there are a lot of fun stories in the NFL this year, but the Bears are something. Bears at 49ers. I can and can't believe I'm saying this. One of these two teams might be your Super Bowl team. And then in the Niners' case, they'd be playing a home game in the Super Bowl. A lot of good things happening here. Fantasy-wise, it's a little tougher with the Bears to know who the pass catchers are, but you got to play DeAndre Swift with the Niners. We mentioned how Christian McCaffrey helped Dave Worth win a fantasy championship, how George Kittle nearly helped Rob in a substitute situation win a fantasy championship before he was dinged up, before Juwan Jennings had his touchdown in the third quarter. Brock Purdy is ripping off touchdowns the same way Trevor Lawrence is ripping off touchdowns for the Jaguars. And then the Monday game is Rams at Falcons. Falcons are out. Not much of a bounce back for Drake London once he got back in the lineup. Algier continues to be the bad alter ego, alter fantasy ego of Bijan Robinson. Check status on Devontae Adams for that game. That will be an angry Rams team. Even a fired special teams coach before this game for the Rams. I hope to get you another podcast with a better voice that will post after the Christmas holiday, maybe talking more about some of the players in play for Sunday and Monday, maybe Saturday. But remember, games all over the board. All over a variety of networks. Netflix should probably offer you a refund on their two NFL games this year. But this just in, the NFL isn't offering them a refund for the hundreds of millions they paid for. I will be amused by Ian Eagle, who I'm not a fan of, Nate Burleson and Matt Ryan in the pregame of Cowboys Washington trying to convince you of whatever Washington is doing and how it matters. Other than that, even as a Cowboy fan, I don't have much reason to watch that game. There's an Elway documentary on Netflix that would be probably much better Netflix viewing than Cowboys and Washington in the early afternoon window on Christmas. The Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast is presented by Hooters. Remember, you can always email me your personal fantasy questions at wright.todd@yahoo.com. Merry Christmas.